Welcome, Haunters. I'm your host, Ed Gannon, professional haunter, Something Wicked Productions, and in this episode of Something Wicked, we'll talk about using holiday lights in haunting. Why should Christmas have all the fun? Now, I can honestly say I don't know a single haunter that has not used some kind of holiday lights in their haunt, no matter what scale or budget. From the one you make in your garage to a $13 million spectacle like Dark Arrow Haunted House in Plano, Texas. We all use some of the technology and lighting designed and sold for the other big holiday. Now more than ever. I've touched on lighting before in another segment, but the advances in available prices since then make it necessary to go into some detail. Since haunts first began, we've used the standard white or twinkling Christmas lights creatively behind buttons or panels to look like a mad scientist lab or in a curtain for a starry night look, in the ceiling or on the ground as ambient light. Then came LEDs. Game changer, as we all know. From tiny spotlights or glowing effects in our shows to those red blinking eyes everyone seems to love. I swear, I could put red glowing eyes in the crappiest prop I could find, and all of a sudden, folks think it looks better. To each his own. But there's no denying some of the best tech was taken from holiday decorations, then converted for us to buy. And buy it we do. On the more professional level, we now have all sorts of smart home choices, multicolor lights, floods and light strips, and ambient effects as well. It's amazing how much crossover there is, but it's not surprising. Even though they put that stuff in the stores months too soon, it can still be to our advantage. Some of the holiday lights I used on a regular basis are those LED candles with timers. You've seen them. They look like a regular candle, like the ones you used to get that you plugged in. But now these are with batteries, and they last for about 6 hours, and they turn themselves off and turn themselves on the same time the next day. I buy those at Joann's when they close them out at the end of the holiday season, as many as I can carry out of the store. LED flame bulb that looks like real fire. You've probably seen these too. They look like some kind of translucent beer can about the size, and they go into a regular light socket, either candelabra or regular lamp base, and they've got a bunch of LEDs in them that mimic a moving flame. Pretty awesome. And I gotta say, in a sconce, a little bit of smoke or frosted glass effect on it, they really do look like fire, and they work upside down or upright. Now they've got actual laser lights that have a few usable patterns that we could use. So unlike the regular projector that we've all seen, and I know I've used a few, these are real laser lights. So usually in red or green, I've seen a couple other colors, and they move so fast that they make a pattern, and the patterns can move and whatever depending on what the program is. I've seen some pretty cool spider effects that you can shoot, since they're so strong, it is a laser, you can shoot them through the big spider webbing that people have. There's a couple other patterns that we could use. Another good use of that is I've seen a talking pumpkin, not like the nice projected ones that you can get from Atmosphere Effects or any of those, but they are laser and they do move and they are pretty cool. The big thing with lasers is they're incredibly powerful. So if you're shooting through fog or over a long distance, that may be a good option for you. Meteor shower lights. These are Christmas lights that look like icicles, and the light kind of goes down the icicle. Now, the cool thing is, if you've got any kind of frost room or frozen room, or we did a Titanic scene one time, that's really cool. But now with all the Harry Potter magic stuff, these things look great. You put these in the ceiling of a room, or if you got a higher ceiling, and it looks just like you're walking into the main hall in Hogwarts. It's pretty awesome.
Happy Christmas, Harry.
Happy Christmas, Ron. What are you wearing?
As far as lasers go, there's also these new white automatically moving water wave LED projector lights. Z-E-O-N-E-T-A-K. God knows how you pronounce it. They make it, and it looks amazingly just like water effects. Now again, because they are a laser going through a lens, they are very powerful and they look exactly like you're going underwater. So if you've got an underwater scene or you're doing a pirate theme, these are really, really great effects. All the lights that I'm mentioning now are around $20 or under so far. If you're doing anything with water or anything like that, you got to get one of these things. They're pretty indispensable. I have seen them in a couple of colors. Most of this kind is white. Now, the other kind that everyone else has seen, and I know I've used a lot of, are those ripple effect lights. They look similar, but they kind of go around the circle. They don't necessarily look like wavy water. I know back in the day with old movies, they used to take a fish tank and agitate the water and shine a bright light through it, and that would get that effect. Now you can do it with a laser. So the ripple effects lights are a little different. They tend to go around like a prismatic kind of effect, you know, and they do look like a swirly magic kind of light. And it comes in several colors. A couple of them, you can choose the color. Other ones are dedicated colors, you know, white, red, all the different colors. And I usually use the white ones for different effects. That moving mystical light effect is great to backlight things when you want to have a light that seems alive or have a little bit of movement to it. I used them most recently to backlight some props like a huge cuckoo clock face that I made for Dark Hour, and changed the colored clock face, which was just, you know, printed on some big paper. And we changed that for each season. So the clock face had different colors, and that changed per show, but the light stayed the same. You know, paper is cheap, lights are expensive. That was a great way to get different new effects all the time without doing any other wiring, just changing the cover. Now, you may have seen the bubbling cauldron look on YouTube or some of the DIY sites, and that's made with strings of LED lights buried in great stuff and then cured, and do a little bit of light paint job on that, and it looks like the bubbling potion cauldron, lightly painted again, but the lights still glow through and it looks really cool. First time you see it, you might think, oh, that was cotton, but then it looks more 3D, and of course that's the great stuff, giving you that bubble look. Very cool. Any lights such as these are totally usable for haunts in so many ways. Some just require a bit of imagination. And again, all the lights that I've mentioned so far are around $20, so it's pretty affordable for everyone. Do-it-yourselfers, for example, can get a great spotlight effect by getting a 12-volt light string, LED of course, snip them off one by one or in small clusters to make your own pin spots. Very little wiring to do, and if you use some of the super brights, which we usually get from China, actually, you can have a very effective bright spotlight at a very low cost. The biggest boon to haunts from the holiday light industry, besides LED strings, of course, and the candles, has been in light controllers. Many years ago, my buddy Josh Letourneau was a young kid who loved haunting and lighting and electronics up at Fright Kingdom in Nashua, New Hampshire. Since that time, that smart-ass kid has become quite a pro using Light-O-Rama controllers and equipment. He's even a rep and has his own company, Light Up the Night Productions. Josh has really made a name for himself, and I'm very proud of him. The Light-O-Rama controllers are quite special too. Now, before I go any further, let me say that the haunt industry standard at this time, in my humble opinion, is Fright Idea's Boo Box controllers. They're coming out with expansion modules and boxes to control everything from audio, video, lights, relays, servo mechanisms, and a whole lot more, and they're making them all the time. There are several other companies like HauntBots that have great controllers as well. And there's always Gilderfluke, which was the exclusive controller used by Disney and Universal Studios for decades. But some of these are out of the price range and complexity of most haunters, the Gilderfluke stuff at least. Now, Light-O-Rama is designed specifically to control lights, so you can sync them up with sound and have a light show combining lights, music, video, and special effects. They work inherently with 110-volt lights, but also smart lights using low voltage. I'm sure we have all seen the amazing snowy yard displays where someone's entire house, yard, trees, and a few lighting props are all synchronized to Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Mad Russian's Christmas. These controllers come in several types: dumb, smart, or advanced pixel controllers. As smart home devices and Alexa hubs become more common in everyday homes, the ability to program these advanced effects also becomes more accessible and easier to create. Light-O-Rama has this part down. This is from their website.
What's a pixel? It's a light you can make any color of the rainbow. Light-O-Rama pioneered show pixels with our cosmic color ribbons and floods. We've been on the cutting edge from the beginning as we help you to dazzle the crowds. Dumb pixels? Think of an entire string, ribbon, or flood being any one color you need. Smart pixels? Any light or group of lights along the ribbon or string can be any color at any time and under your total control. How do you control all these pixels? With Light-O-Rama Dumb Smart or Advanced Pixels Controllers, of course.
Also from their website?
With Light-O-Rama products, you can control all the lights, high and low voltage, pixels, servos, digital I/O, and sensors. Synchronize everything to music or your own audio track. Create different shows for different audiences or have remote triggers responding to what the crowd wants. Your imagination becomes the only limitation.
For all of these systems, you will need to do some wiring. But how much is plug and play is only dependent upon how much you wish to spend. If on a budget, you can buy the parts from their website and piece together your own lighting system. Some soldering is required. Program the whole thing manually or on your computer, then dump it into the controller, press a button, and you're in showbiz.
DIY Light Controllers. Looking for a great way to brag how you assembled your light controllers from almost nothing? Light-O-Rama has a line of high voltage control kits. All you need is some time and know how to solder.
Or you can use your PC / laptop, run the whole thing from there, buy some equipment, plug in the modules, draw your program in sync with the music, which is my favorite part, click a mouse and you're in showbiz.
Showtime Central. Aren't ready to dedicate a computer and sound system to your display? Our Showtime Central allows you to run all of your controllers and broadcast the audio on FM radio.
Broadcasting on FM radio so you don't make your neighbors hate you with loud music and sound effects and screams all night, that's a pretty cool deal. This does require their software called Showtime, and this is what they say about that on their site.
The Showtime Sequency Suite gives you total control of every channel, sound, and video. Take full control of how your lights dance to the music and when the special effects kick in. Used by thousands of companies and individuals around the world, the Showtime Sequencing Suite lets you dazzle the audiences.
Well, audiences, I guess that's our attendees, that's for sure. The third Light-O-Rama option for professionals is to buy an entire control system from them. Mostly plug and play, except for your extension cords, of course. Write your show, copy it onto a memory card, insert it into the controller, and you are in showbiz. This is also from their site.
Professional controllers. Working at the professional level? Need controllers that can withstand the hard knocks of continuous field use? Our commercial-grade controllers are meant for the demanding users.
This is the most expensive way to go with the least amount of work. Now, here's perhaps the coolest part. The programs are in the software and are set up in such a way as to draw your house, or more precisely, the lights you're using on your house. Then you can light each element you have drawn in sequence to music or speech or sounds you choose, then play it to see how it will look in real time. Now, while that is cool, there are also a lot of blogs and haunt groups that have already made shows that you can trade or download, then adapt for your show. For holiday sequences, you can also purchase pre-made shows right off the Light-O-Rama website, showing what lights are recommended and using your own licensed copy of the music, wink wink. Now, when it comes to licensing music for home haunts, no biggie, but pro haunts need to get some kind of ASCAP or BMI licensing to avoid problems later on. Pro tip, one way to get out of that cheaper, if it's a song, is to buy a karaoke version and have someone sing it. Much less to license a recorded live performance than some of the professional music out there. Of course, if it is in the public domain, like Toccata and Fugue in D minor, go for it. Well, look at the time. Okay, we'll wrap up this segment. In future episodes, we'll talk about more aspects of professional haunting, their methods, philosophies, how-tos, and so much more. But I see our moments here are up. So until the next time, be safe. This is Wick Ed Gannon, www.somethingwickedproductions.com, saying, have a wicked day.
When you're skating on the moat and somebody bites your throat, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Then a relative appears who's been dead 200 years, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay.